Sweep, the story of a girl and her monster. Written by Jonathan Auxier and read by Sarah Coombs.
Golden lads and girls all must, as chimney sweepers come to dust. William Shakespeare, Cymbeline. The imagination is the true fire, stolen from heaven to animate this cold creature of clay. Mary Wollstonecraft. Part 1. Innocence. The girl and her sweep. There are all sorts of wonderful things a person might see very early in the morning. You might see your parents sleeping. You might see an ambitious bird catching a worm. You might see an unclaimed penny on the sidewalk or the first rays of dawn. And if you are very, very lucky, you might even catch a glimpse of the girl and her sweep. Look, here they are now, approaching through the early fog. A thin man with a long broom over one shoulder, the end bobbing up and down with every step, and trailing behind him, pail in hand, a little girl who loves that man more than anything in the world. The girl sticks to the man like a shadow. If he hops over a puddle, she hops too. If he skips along a rail, she does the same. It is clear just by looking at them that the little girl belongs to the man, just as the man belongs to the little girl. And as they pass between sleeping houses, they sing at the top of their lungs. With brush and pail and suit and song, a sweep brings luck all season long. The song is not particularly special. Their voices are not particularly sweet. But when they sing, the most unusual thing happens. Instead of people snapping their windows shut to block out the sound, they rise from their beds one by one, throw back the curtains, and decide to love the world just a little bit more. Parents suddenly feel the urge to hug their children. Children suddenly feel the urge to let them. And every person, young and old, spends the rest of the day softly humming the song of the girl and her sweep. For as long as the girl could remember, the sweep had been at her side. First he carried her in a sling over his back and fed her bottles of milk. When she got a bit older, he would let her ride upon his shoulders and pick apples from the trees as they passed. And when she got older yet, they walked together like true equals. The sweep shared everything with the girl. If he had a scarf, he would let her wear it during the cold days and take it for himself on the hot ones. If they found a loaf of bread, the girl would eat half and pass the rest to the sweep. He would eat half of what remained and then give it back to the girl. Then she would eat half again, and so on. They would trade the loaf back and forth like this until the bread was gone and their bellies were full. The sweep let the girl share in his work too. First, he just had her scoop ashes from the hearth, but when the girl became a bit stronger, he let her climb chimneys with him. From the start, the girl was a natural climber. She had long limbs, just like the sweep, and her thin frame could wriggle through even the tiniest flues. Being inside a chimney is a frightening thing. It's so dark and cramped that one can scarcely tell which way is up. And so when the girl and her sweep climbed inside a chimney, they would sing to each other. The sweep, who always went up first, would brush out soot and nests and cobwebs, singing all the while. And the girl knew that all she had to do was follow his voice, and she would be safe.